teacher, motivational speaker, intercessor, prayer warrior, always abounding in the work of the Lord, loving and giving, a sister, friend, and wife of our dear Pastor Dean Daly, both supporters of this ministry. I know she has given herself to prayer to bring the word of the Lord to us. So may the blessed Holy Spirit tune our ears and our hearts to receive God's messenger. It is now my pleasure to present to you Elder Patricia Daly. Welcome, Eva. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Just say praise the Lord. And welcome, Amen. Sister praise Daly. Praise the Lord. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise his wonderful name.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praising, praising, praising. Inhabit the praises of all the people.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise him for his goodness.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for his mercies. Praise him for his grace. Praise him from everlasting to everlasting.
Hallelujah.
For all his blessed friends, let us praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the God of all fathers. Spirit, we are able to congregate in this place where we are right now, in the presence of Almighty God. And we have not seen or touched each other in such a long time. But God himself, by his infinite power and glory and mercy, has allowed us this privilege to be together. It feels like homecoming because our heart aches for each other, to see each other, for us to touch, for us to commune, for us to fellowship one with another physically in person. But I give honor to the mighty God for what he has done, the wondrous work that he has done via this medium that has brought us together, and we can worship together. We are not alone. We are not separate. We are not, we cannot be lonely. We cannot be downcast, because the God of our fathers, the Holy God, the infinite God, he is with us, and he has allowed us to be one, to be together, to worship with him. And so we just give you praise. I am honored this morning. Each time I come to you, whether in person or not, I must let you know it is indeed a wonderful privilege. It's always a privilege to visit with you, saints of Apostolic Church in America. Your leaders, the pastors, the men and women of the fellowship, and now I hear that we have a reactivation of a youth group. It is just overwhelming. It's like I am present as a smorgasbord, and I am eating, I'm taking a bit here, I'm taking a bit there, and I'm filled. I'm just like overwhelmed. I think I'm a little greedy. I'm just heating up too much, but I am just overwhelmed. Welcome. I bless you. I thank you for having me. I appreciate you all. You're my family. You're my friends. And from everyone else, even those we have not met before who are hearing my voice, whatever platform you're listening us on, and wherever you are, we welcome you. We are family. And this is what the Apostolic Church in America, this is one of the things, this is one of the things that keep us, my husband and myself, knitted to you and love you guys, because you are a people of faith, a people of prayer, and you also possess and demonstrate strong spiritual ethics. So we give praise to God Almighty for you all this morning. And before I dabble much further, let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, I just thank you right now. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your servants. I thank you for every person joining us right now, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for your word, because your word is what has bound us together. Your word is what has brought us this far. Your word, O God Almighty, which has really burned in our hearts and saved us. Your word, Lord God, there is nothing else that we know, O God Almighty. So we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Come in and do whatever you seem fit in our midst. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, I ask you that whatever, when I open my mouth, whatever is said, let me decrease, Lord God, and you and your word increase in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you now. Father, we come against every spirit of hindrance, every spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. And we cast down every fear and the spirit of unbelief right now. And Lord God, whatever we do forthwith and said, may it be done to the grace and glory of your holy name. We thank
bless
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, praise God. Sister Barbara, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. God dear, Sister Henry, I thank you. Thank you for thinking Jesus. Of me that I'm worthy enough to speak to not just your ladies, but all who are joining us this morning. So may God have his way in this. God bless them right in. Goodness. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. As our scripture that has been read, which is taken from the Old Testament book of Judges, and from Joshua, and the first verse, in the first thing he said, we are confronted with the statement from the Lord to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead, and you must lead my people across the Jordan River into a land I'm giving them. Now, they were just at the end of the days of mourning the death of Moses, God's servant. And it is now God telling Joshua, you know what? It's a new time. It's a new season. Joshua, get ready, get ready. Put your sandal on. Gird your waist. Get tight. Get ready. We have got to move forward. And we can hear God's word to us this morning that in spite of what we may be going through, in spite of how we may be burdened and heavy laden, it's time to move forward. We have got to move forward. Now, we know that Moses, he represented the law, as we rightfully used to say, the law of Moses or Moses' law. But what I found is that, guess what? The law could only take us this far. The law can take us, the law can show us what our sin, convict us of our sin. But it cannot change us. It cannot take us into our blessing. It cannot take us into that place, that promise that God has prepared for us. So we, as the children of Israel, needed a new leader, which is now Joshua. We too need a new order. We need a new turnaround, for our whole things have passed away, and now it has become new things have become new. We need what we need right now, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We need Christ even more than we have been doing. We need it. But we are talking about Joshua. It is Joshua that we are talking about. Our focus is on Joshua. But let me just take you back a little bit and give you a little history on Joshua. Remember some time ago when I visited with you ladies when we were in a building, and we talk about Jesus in every book of the Bible. Do you all remember, any of you remember that? Any of you ladies?
Amen.
Jesus in every book of the Bible?
Yes.
In Genesis, we said he's the creator and promised redeemer. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest. In Numbers, he's water in the desert. In Deuteronomy, he became a curse for us. And now, in the book of Joshua, he is the commander of the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And just to say why we put him there and bring it forward, because the name Joshua means Jehovah saves, which is one of the other names for Jesus, our Savior. Joshua,
yes.
Jehovah saves.
Yes.
So that's the other name. So this is why this is Jesus right here in the book of Joshua, which is considered a Old Testament. And this is Jesus who we need right now and right when as Joshua step up to the plate. Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So it is only Jesus that can forgive us sin and lead us into heaven. And so Joshua, Jesus saves, is ready to lead his people, Israel, and we are God's people in the promised land. Are you with me?
Yes, amen.
So, as a new leader is needed, the statement that Moses, my servant, is dead, is saying, as God is saying to Joshua, the old ways are passed away and old behaviors and all things have become new. We went through the pandemic. So many things have passed away. So many things have changed. One of them, here we are. Okay? Here we are speaking, oh God, virtually. Here we are.
Yes.
So some of them old things have passed away. And we know this about Joshua. Joshua had a qualification of a leader. And what I looked at when I'm looking at Joshua and seeing his qualification, and it makes me start to examine myself, and I'm inviting all of us to examine ourselves as we look at Joshua. Because while we are going along, while we are moving along this pathway, while we are trudging this journey, while we're going through, the Lord God Almighty is looking down, and his eyes are going to and fro, and to see who he may bring up and say, come up higher, step up, step forward. It may not be in a physical office that we go and rustle papers anymore. It may not be that it is to build a church or build something, but who knows what. But before we go further there, let us just look at Joshua. Maybe let's look at what we would say at his resume, right? Okay, we know for one that Joshua is the son of Nun. We know he's a great warrior. Remember that he was fighting with the Amalekites, and while he was down on the field fighting with a sword in his hand, and once Moses held up the rod when Moses up on the mountain, once Moses continued to hold the rod up, the Israelites would be winning. But when Moses' hands get weary, and therefore we had the other two that went and held his hands up, that Israel won the fight, being led by General Joshua. So Joshua is a warrior, mighty warrior. And then he was appointed by God. In Numbers 27:18-23, he was one of the two eyewitnesses of the Egyptian plague in Egypt. One of the two, because remember, the rest of them had died off in the wilderness. And I must say that as we're going into this lesson, I am looking at some of us that we are a witness for what the Lord has done in our lives, in the lives of our family, our friends, and those around us. And many of us have come with friends, with family, a mighty long way, but some have gone on. Some of our siblings, some parents have moved on, and we are eyewitnesses of the mighty move of God, just like how Joshua was an eyewitness of the plagues, the Egyptian plague in the Exodus, also the Exodus through the Red Sea. We have been through many deep Red Sea. We are witnesses. We are witnesses, and I forgot the verse that said, you are my witnesses, Jehovah. We are witnesses. Then Joshua was Moses' personal assistant.
Yes.
He was Moses' armor bearer for 40 years while they were in the desert. And then you must remember that also Joshua was He was also one who is dependent. He is obedient. Remember when Moses went up on Mount Sinai and the Lord called Moses to come up. And Moses said, some of the leaders come with me. And he, of course, Joshua was with him. But then there was a point where Moses could not have gone further in. Where Moses went up into the cloud with the Lord, but Joshua could not have gone further. And can you imagine that he was faithful and obedient? He was there. Remember, the rest of the leaders were further down at the foot of Sinai. And it was Joshua and Moses that had gone further up. And then, when the Lord called Moses to come into the cloud, Joshua could not go in. So he had to tarry there and wait. So just think of the obedience. If I am waiting on someone, I keep looking on my watch. And I'm shaking my feet. And sometimes it depends how long I wait. I'm tapping my fingers like, okay, all right. What? Now, Joshua waited on Moses 40 days. Isn't that faithful or what? Isn't that obedient? And as we are walking along this path, it caused me to look at myself, and I'm inviting you to come with me and look at yourself. Are we remaining that faithful? Are we being that obedient? For a period of 40 days, and that is, just imagine, so we can get an insight into a faithful servant, a faithful assistant, a faithful man of God who trusts God, a follower, a believer in the name of Jesus. So now we can see. And so Joshua, he is ready to go forth as Israel's leader because for 40 years being with Moses and all the other credentials we have mentioned about him being a warrior and a servant and devoted. Now you know that he is ready. He is the man for the job. So yes. God's word stands true that he calls, we call, I think it's in Hebrews 13:20. And he equips those who we call. And we can see that Joshua is fully equipped to answer the call. Now, God's calling may come to us through another person, someone who witnessed, maybe may see our loyalty, our humility, trust, and our faithfulness, also to see our obedience. Someone could nudge maybe the pastor or someone else and said, such and such sister or a brother is faithful, and so we can choose them and you could use them. But in spite of that, anywhere in your church or otherwise, in your business place or wherever God has called you to really be. But perhaps one of the most daunting question you might be asked, that this could be your Joshua call. You may be inundated with a responsibility that you did not even apply for, but it was thrust upon you, and automatically, as we would say, it falls in your lap. This could be your Joshua call. This would be your call to lead, to go forward, to take the baton, to take up the task that has been laid before you. So therefore, what we are saying, how would we respond? Joshua was ready and ready to lead. He stand ready. And as we see further on, that the Lord said, be courageous. Be strong, only be thou strong and courageous. For as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And so, brothers and sisters, if we are somewhere right now in a position, in a place, in a situation that we are called upon, or it is pressed into us to take up a responsibility, to take on a leadership role, to play a part, the words that the Lord said to Joshua, he is saying it to you and I right now. Be strong. Be courageous. Be of this mindset that I am with you. The Lord, your God, is with you wherever you may go.
Yes.
Saints of God, brothers and sisters, these are, they would say, trying times. It is said, the phrase uses, these are the times that tries men's soul. These are the times that cause us to, I heard someone said it like this. They said, I have to send a lot of emails. Not emails. Emails is what we are sending to our friends on our computers and our phones and our tablets. But they said it's a time to send emails. Knee the knee when we bow our knee to the mighty God of heaven and go before him to ask him to go before us and to lead the way. As we have sung, go before us, Lord, go before us, and do your work yourself. So now we join with Joshua, because Joshua surely needed the strength and the courage to follow in this huge footsteps that he was sitting in, and it was the footsteps of the greatest leader that Israel ever had, the footsteps of Moses. Man, those are real big shoes. But the Lord has caused, and not only that, let's just pause here for a minute. Let's look at this. The people that the Lord was calling Joshua to lead, I mean, it was a nation with a history of grumbling, stubbornness, rebellious people coming out of that generation. The other ones have died off in the desert, and now these were the new generation that's rising up. But, as you hear it say, sometimes what's run in the blood, what is in the vein, in the blood, is run in the vein too. So you know that some of that will be there, the stubbornness, the rebellion. And so now they are ready to enter in the promised land. But still the Lord was calling Joshua to lead this nation. And I think they said Israel, it means wrestle with God. So a nation who will wrestle with God. Now in a job like this, he sure needs courage. Right now at this very moment where we are in time, we need a breakthrough. Just like how Joshua needs the encouragement of Almighty God, who said to him, be strong and courageous. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And he's saying to you and I, as I was with Moses and with Joshua, I will be with you. In whatever you're undertaking, whatever you're going forth in life, whatever, whether it's a new dementia or a new venture, or it is something in your life that has been going on for a while and it is posing a challenge to you, let us treat it as it's new, because we are going to go forth with it based on the direction and the encouragement from God Almighty. We are going to take that whole problem, that whole worry, that whole pain, that whole stubborn thing that has been standing in our way, that has been giving us a lot of conflict, and we are seeing it anew this morning. We are stepping out as Joshua stepped out, and we are taking the word of God with us, and the Lord is saying to us, be strong and courageous. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. As he was with Joshua, he will be with us. He will be with us. So God Almighty, we thank you this morning. The Lord is giving us strength, and he's giving us courage for the tasks ahead, for the days ahead. Brothers and sisters, we are going into dark and perilous times. Things are getting worse. Things are changing. It is become, we listen on the news, we hear about Haiti and all that. The people are camping out of the embassy because they cannot go home. They have no home. They have been run out of their home. So they're camping out. They need help from afar. These are perilous times. But in Genesis 17 and 7, the word of the Lord said that God, from generation to generation, the Lord has proven himself faithful in keeping his word. Joshua can be strong and courageous on the basis of the unfailing covenant of promise that God has given him, that wherever he goes, he will make him prosper. What a challenge. And even for us now, he is saying the same to us. We may not be sent like Joshua was to conquer nations, but every day we are faced with tough situations, difficult decisions. We are faced with health challenges. We are dealing with difficult people. We are dealing with people of different temperaments. We don't know who is the next person. We meet some, we're not sure if they're male or female, so we can approach them and say, well, my sister, well, maybe it could be a brother, and we are saying, my sister. We don't know. It is challenging times. Saints, it is challenging times. We go, and you see, even on the airline, people, someone is in someone else's seat, and he shot the man. And so on and so forth. We are facing challenging time, and it is not time for us to throw in the towel. It is not time for us to pull in a corner and to feel depressed and fearful. It is not. It is a time that we are going to step out in faith like Joshua is, that with God's help, he will be with us in all the way. And he spoke to Joshua. He spoke to Joshua even at 1, 2, 3, I think actually 4 times actually. And each time he was saying, be strong and courageous. He's saying so to us today. He's saying so to me. And what is really even more so is that we going to put on, when I look at how come then was Joshua able to go forth in this great challenge, leading the greatest nation on earth, the magnitude of them, they were millions, taking over from one, as Deuteronomy said, Moses was the greatest preacher, prophet of God, and to be called to take over from that. Just put alongside that and look at us with whatever the tax we have. We can make it as humongous as the tax that Joshua has in comparison to lead God's people into the promised land. And when the Lord kept thing, and Joshua had to do it, and this is one of the things, he put Joshua in a proper posture of humility and submission to God's will, because God's command to provide a reflection of God's character, he said in the law of Moses, Joshua, you need to keep the law. And so we have to continue to walk in his word. What you're doing, when I listened to you all this morning, that for those who have remained faithful and you did not cause the COVID and the lockdown and all that to shut you down, to stop you all from worshiping and remaining faithful to God of Israel, to our God. And we praise God for that. We thank him for your tenacity. We thank him for his strength that he has given you. So do not be terrified and do not be discouraged, loved one. The Lord our God is with us wherever we're going. And the success of Joshua's leadership and the welfare of God's people was dependent on Joshua abiding in the presence of Almighty God, because God's presence being with him. And so the reason right now in the world that we can be strong, and we have to be strong and courageous, that as we cross through, we are not going over a Jordan, but whatever steps we have to make, whatever breakthrough we need, we can consider that today our Jordan. A lot of times we feel like we have been in a wilderness space. It has been dry. I think we can refer to COVID past, a couple of years past, and that was a wilderness time. But God is doing a new thing with us. He is taking us forward. He is moving us. He is reassuring us with his protection. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, is what he said to Joshua. So any fear that we may have coming upon us, we can put those fear aside and knowing that the Lord our God is with us. No one can overpower us. And the promise is good for them. It was good for Joshua. It was good for the children of Israel. And it is good for us today. So when God commands us to exercise courage and faith to move forward as we deal with the pressures of life, he is reassuring us with his provision, his protection, and his presence. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. He is reassuring us with his presence. He said, I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not leave you. I will not abandon you. I will be with you. For the Lord our God says, he will be with us. Now, I think that is over 200 or more years ago. But you and I have seen God today. Not yesterday, not the day before, but just waking us up this morning, we have seen him. We have felt his presence in our worship, that he has been with us. And he will guide us. He will never leave us alone or comfortless. What a mighty, mighty, awesome God we serve. He provides us with encouragement, the encouragement of his only word. The encouragement of his word. We all need encouragement, especially in this time of change and uncertainty. We all need encouragement. There are enough things going on around us and with us that, you know, it will discourage us, make us discouraged. So what's going to happen now? How is it all going to work out? How long will this take? We get a doctor's order, and I call the doctor's office, and they cannot see me until October. How long will this take? We need each encouragement. But then I know that we have a doctor, and his name is Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
And I know that he is never busy. I know his appointment is never filled. I know that I can call. And there is a whole song we have from home that says, Central, never busy, always on the line. We can hear from heaven almost. It's a royal service, free for one and all. When we get in trouble, when we have pain, when we feel crestfallen, when we feel discouraged, just dial.
Hallelujah.
And he's ready to answer when we face uncertainties as we move forward. Insecurities, we are standing firm, that he will. Now, as we look over Joshua and all of that, let us see how is Joshua going to do all of this. It's not in the power of light. It is not. It is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says Jehovah God. So therefore, we know right now that Joshua must do what he said, what the Lord told him to do. He said, your Lord is with you wherever you go. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power of love and of a sound mind. And they said, fear is the product of trusting self and not God.
Muted.
Fear is the product of trusting self and not God. Dismay, discouragement is the product of an anticipated failure rather than success. So you see why we have to hope. Hope in the Lord and in the power of his strength. Hope and trust in the Lord. And so we have to take the word of God with us. Because the word, Joshua did it, the Lord told him that he should meditate on it day and night. The book should not depart from him. And it's the same word has been given to us today. The word of God. It is a unmovable foundation for our lives, especially when we are facing the unknown future. His promises, his purposes, and his power, which are the keys to living and keeping God's word, all that is locked up in the word of God. God's promises, God's purposes, his power. And more than anything else, through prayer, his presence. And that is the key to Joshua's success. And it is the key to our success. It is the key to us going forward. So where they said, be of good courage, be courageous. Where does this courage, where do we get courage from? And again, we go back to it. It is coming from the word of God. Psalm 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. In his law he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which beareth forth his fruit in due season, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. That's what God was saying to Joshua. That's good success. Whatever we do shall prosper. That's good success. Many people can think that prosperity and success come from having the power, influencing people, knowing people in politics or, you know, in special places where it comes from. But it's not our relentless idea in ourselves just that we want to get ahead. What is the strategy of gaining the prosperity that God taught Joshua? And again, such criteria, that is what we are placing. And I'm inviting you to come along with me and place your success
in God's hand and place it in the mighty presence of Almighty God through prayer, that we must be strong and courageous, because the task ahead will not be easy. That's what the Lord had said to Joshua. Obey God's law. And constantly, we must read his word. We must study the book of the law, which is the word of God, the unadulterated word of God. And some of us may not appear like we are having success, but brothers and sisters, just to be alive, just to have a pain somewhere and could not move a leg or a limb or something, and then to be able to do it today or tomorrow or sometime, that is success. That is success. So therefore, we are going to take the baton like Joshua did and go forward. We are going to take the baton that of Joshua. He's an overcomer and a warrior. We are overcomers in the faith of God. Many of us have been trudging this journey with the Lord for a mighty long time. We are overcomers. We are warriors. And we are going forward with the name of the Lord at the banner. Jesus going before us is our banner. And we can take it to the Lord and take it before us. Whatever is happening to us, we are God's creation. So as the Bible, you know, I read something. I must share this with you real quick. As I was preparing, I read something. I think it's about John Bunyan. And what I understood that he wrote on his Bible, it says, this book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. I thought it was pretty simple, but I think it's very true, that if we want to be courageous and we want to be victorious, then we have to surround ourselves and heed and drink and feed upon the truth of God's word. And then we will have good success. As it was for Joshua, so it will be for us in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. So the conclusion is, in concluding this message and encouragement to you today, we are saying that I want to say to you, as I encourage you, so when it comes to being strong and courageous, Joshua 1:7-8 tells us that there are certain things which he exhorted us to do. He has told us to be careful to observe the things of God and to do according to the law of Moses and not to turn from the right or to the left. In other words, we have to be absolutely single-minded. Absolutely single-minded about the word of God. And the word of God is so powerful. The word of God is so awesome. The word of God, it is meat to our bones. It is water. The word of God is water. I think Ephesians 5:26 said, as we read, to sanctify and cleanse the church, and with the washing of the water by the word of God. The word of God is seed. The word of God is fire. Jeremiah 20:9 says, the prophet declares that the word of God was in his heart. It was shut up like fire in his bone. The word of God is like a hammer. It will pound the heart of the sinners when they hear the word of God and bring them to repentance. The word of God is a lamp. Psalms 119 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is bread, is honey, more to be desired, it says, than sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. The word of God is milk. in 1 Peter 2:2, a newborn babe desire pure milk. The word of God is like milk. The word of God is like money, is gold. Psalms 119:127. Therefore, I love your commandment more than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. The word of God is like a, is like gold because of its desirability, its beauty, and its value. It is rich. And the word of God, it will protect us from sinning. It will protect us from Satan and his angels. It will protect us. It will produce spiritual growth in us. It will produce a cleansing for our life. It will protect our families. It will promote success in whatever we do, like he said to Joshua, and you will have good success. So we just thank God this morning. Thank God for the opportunity. Almighty and infinite Father, faithful God. Oh God, lift off our countenance, discern off our spirit man. Dear God, we just thank you this day. We praise you. We lift you up, Almighty God. We worship you. We bow and we say thank you. You alone are God and there is none other. We thank you for your word this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank for your visitation and being with us. We thank you for your people, Lord God, that you among allow us, oh God, to break bread. For your word is bread, to break bread together this morning among those, oh God, who you have called to this board this morning. Lord, we ask your blessing as we go forward into the week ahead. And we ask that you will be with us as you have been with Moses, with Joshua, and you continue to be with us. We are testimony of your very words, Lord God, that you will never leave us and forsake us. So, Lord God, we are not discouraged. We are going forth in whatever we have ahead of us in our lives, whatever the situation, Lord God, that your word and your power and your glory will go and overshadow us and shine us and take us to until that final call. We thank you, God, and we praise you. Praise you for your people. Praise you for every person of this one.